time for our third live podcast here at Marketing Showcase in Leeds. I'm James, and it's been a busy old day in Leeds today. We've got another guest with us. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us who you are.
Sure. I'm Sam Goodwin. I'm Senior Marketing Manager at Headstar, and we have a specialist finance recruitment consultancy.
Right. Put a little bit of meat on the bones then in terms of what do you do?
So we have two main service lines. We do specialist finance recruitment, everything from CFOs to FDs, right down to transactional finance. And we also have a network of fractional CFOs across the UK as well.
Okay. So what kind of businesses do you work with?
Generally SMEs.
Right.
But we can do larger organisations as well.
Okay. What about your role then? What does an average day for Samantha look like?
Very varied. I'm a one-person marketing department.
Oh, okay.
So everything from website, LinkedIn, working with a PR agency, to we've just launched a podcast, Finance Podcast, where our MD talks to CFOs and FDs across the UK. And we do a webinar series as well and organising lots of events.
I'm very pleased to hear that you've launched a podcast because I hear that they're really good. That's, you know, the rumour is. We are touching on, everyone's favourite marketing topic right now is AI, which we're touching on a little bit. I feel like I want to ask you to kind of introduce our topic before we kind of dig into that.
Sure. So I'm here today to talk about the value of building communities with the backdrop of all the AI and automation that's going on.
Yes. So it's the idea of everything feels like it's moving in a certain direction. What gets a little bit lost in that mix, but also what then actually really starts to stand out as being different. Before we started the episode, we were talking a bit about events. I'm sure that's something we're going to dig into. We're at an event today, but just generally kind of like the event world has been interesting over the last few years. Whenever I do any kind of episode that's touching on the subject of AI, I kind of feel that it's right to start with asking you, where do you feel that you stand on AI? So we've got over here people that said it's the future of the world and it will take over and it will be a glorious AI-led future. And then people over here going, no, not for me, don't like it at all. Whereabouts are you within the scale?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
I think there's definitely a place for AI. I'm part of an AI project team at work. We're looking at how we can improve efficiency and productivity across the organisation. And it's brilliant for that in terms of automating like admin processes, yeah, just to free up our time to do the more the value-added work. And then I think you need to think more creatively about it. So we've just invested in a digital AI note taker. So we're talking about events. Actually, that means we can transcribe in-person events like keynote speeches, live panel discussions. And that gives me, as a marketer, the ability to suddenly give people a comprehensive recap of what they've just been to. And they can use that as a reference guide going forward. I can put visual graphics in there. Like, ultimately, that's something that's not happening at the moment. And that isn't so much more meaningful than just sending out a slide deck when actually we're trying to move away from PowerPoint anyway.
Yeah.
So using AI to kind of enhance the value-added element of what we're doing for people, I think, is a smarter way of potentially using it.
And that would have been, you know, if you did that the longhand way, like the old days, there's like, you know, a day or two's work, isn't there, going through and, you know, kind of piecing all that together. So that's a really great example. How valuable is... I'm going to just say AI, and I know that's a really kind of wide topic in terms of what we actually mean when we say that, but as a one-person marketing team, how valuable do you find some of those tools?
I'm finding it really helpful in terms of, like, for example, if I'm going into a meeting, I can help it give me ideas for an agenda, questions, if I'm doing an interview with somebody, that kind of not starting from a blank page, I find really useful. So things like that, I think, definitely useful.
So let's dig into this idea of communities there. So when we talk about the importance of communities, the value of communities, what do you mean by communities in all?
So there's quite a few different examples at Headstar, actually. One of the most recent ones was we've just launched Her Finance Circle. So that's a free community for senior finance leaders who are female in Yorkshire. And interestingly, that wasn't in our marketing strategy at all.
Okay.
It was very much kind of pivoting towards the customer need that was there, because one of our directors, Jenny Martin, she was shortlisting for CFO role, and her shortlist was like unintentionally male-dominated.
Right.
And she just kind of did a bit of a LinkedIn post going, where are all the female CFOs? And that post just exploded. We had like over 100 comments, like thousands of impressions, and like people were really interacting with it going, yes, yeah, no, we are here, but we don't feel seen. And we that led to an internal discussion going, actually, I think there's something in this, because there's people there, but actually there's no community to bring them together. So we launched a survey actually to start with, and it was very much like driven by the members who ended up being in the community saying, actually, this is the sort of thing that we'd engage with and would find really interesting. And then we launched in July the Community Hair Finance Circle. So we do quarterly events, like big ones with keynote speech, live panel discussions. And then we've got a WhatsApp community alongside that. And we're doing smaller events in between. And it's just really helped to like empower and inspire people to bring in that peer-to-peer learning and actually allowing that networking to happen like quite organically.
It's interesting this, isn't it? Because I feel like this is a bit of a sweeping statement, but it's... an often overlooked part of the marketing mix. So there's kind of the staples of marketing output and the stuff that's always in everyone's marketing plan. And then there's the stuff that's maybe considered a relatively new addition to it. So something like podcasting might be something that's considered, you know, it's a fairly, you know, kind of new. I mean, it's not, it's been around for 20 odd years, but, you know, in the great scheme of things, like a new, interesting, exciting way of kind of getting a message across. But the idea of building communities in whatever kind of, you know, format they are, and doing events and getting people together, not that many people do that. Why do you think that is? Why do you think more businesses are not kind of tapping into this?
I think sometimes it comes down to like return on investment,
right,
and like the immediate like results. So I'm a marketer, I love doing digital stuff because I can immediately see what's working. Like, yeah, I can post something and then hours later I can see the analytics behind that.
Yeah.
Whereas in events and communities, it's more of a slow burn. So we're a recruitment agency. We might only get engaged with once every 4 years. But actually, it's about being that top of mind brand awareness. And that kind of comes from doing like industry leading stuff like the events that we run. So I think that's potentially why it's not necessarily a staple of everyone's. They can be expensive as well. Mm. So it's kind of like managing what needs to happen for the audience that we've got.
So you mentioned earlier about building a WhatsApp community. I'd imagine Slack is probably another decent example. Yep. Maybe even like a Facebook group feels a little bit old-fashioned now, but that's another place where you could do this quite easily. I wonder whether or not some people are a little bit scared about the necessary sort of, I don't know if moderation is the right word, but sort of managing that. Humans have got an amazing ability to fall out with each other over, you know, next to nothing. I wonder if that plays a role. So how do you get that bit right in terms of keeping everything the way that it should be?
No one's fallen out yet, so that's good. I think we've just got to kind of keep a bit of an eye on it and kind of like moderate the conversations and kind of steer them in the right direction.
Yeah, okay.
So there's definitely an element of that, but okay. Generally speaking, everyone's kind of, it works quite well because we've got a WhatsApp group for the main group, but then we've got subgroups as well. So I think sometimes it's making sure that people are talking to the right audience.
Yeah.
So actually having like a smaller group, super group for CFOs in private equity, for example, you're kind of finding your more like-minded peers, and that enables conversations to be more helpful.
You're doing something right if everyone is, you know, kind of involved in the conversation, not finding reasons to fall out with each other. So I think that's a really good starting point. What about the future then? What future plans do you have? What's next on that plan? What can you tell us about?
So one of the other things that we launched earlier this year was Finance Futures. So that's another example of community building. And that's an executive summit, which we've launched in collaboration with Business Desk.
Right.
So that was again, and so our MD is a former FD himself. Right. And so he's got quite a bit of an insight into what's there and what's not there for that community. And actually, there wasn't really anything in Yorkshire for that kind of learning for that executive level. So we've put together with Business Desk a half-day conference of multiple keynote speeches, multiple live panel discussions, And that kind of brings everybody together for that networking event, basically, and also just learning and upskilling themselves in those topics as well. And one thing we've just started on is we're looking to get all of our events CPD accredited as well.
Oh, wow, right, okay.
So that the extra value add-in for the people that come to them as well.
Good move, love that. Fabulous, thank you very much for your time. If anyone wants to find out a little bit more about maybe any of those events or just keep an eye on the work that you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best way would be our website, so headstart.co.uk. And Finance Futures has its own site as well, so financefutures.co.uk.
That's awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.